We're very happy now to bring in some legendary horror filmmakers, Brad and Josephina Sykes, and they are here to talk about their brand new movie coming out today from Wild Eye Productions called High Fear, High Hyphen Fear. Ladies first, Josephina, tell us a little bit more about how this project got off the ground.
How are you doing, everybody? It started, this is a trilogy, so we started in 2013 with High Eight, Horror Independent Eight, eight filmmakers, eight short horror movies. Then we started to continue the sequel, High Def. We moved into HD world, five segments. And in 2019, before the pandemic, we started High Fear. We have four cool segments, Todd Sheets, Tim Ritter, Brad Sykes, Anthony Catanese, and we have the theme, What Are You Afraid Of? And now finally, we're ready to share it with everybody. It's coming out in June, digital July DVD.
Brad, take us through the plot here. A young illustrator is writing four terrifying stories in a new comic book and is sort of forced to write these stories. Tell us about her and what that's all about, please.
Well, what we wanted to do, you know, we do the wraparounds for these films, which is sort of the, what I call the glue that holds the movie together. We try to do something unique each time around. And for this one, we wanted to pay homage to some of my favorite horror anthologies like Creepshow or Tales from the Crypt and have a comic book theme, but do it in a different way. So we came upon the idea of, you know, as you mentioned, her getting this phone call and getting this sort of, an offer you can't refuse, so to speak, to create these stories, but she has to do it in one day and under duress. And the idea is that as she draws each story, that, you know, basically that drawing, that illustration leads us into each segment. So we thought that would be a cool way to do it as opposed to, say, a finished comic book that's already completed and you're just sort of, you know, someone's turning the pages. In this case, you're actually watching the comic book come to life.
Let's talk about the stars, Jeff Allen, Sheila Brandon Allen, Raven Black. Why were these people the ones that they just were the perfect fit?
You know, we have four segments, and we let filmmakers have creative freedom. So everybody chooses the best actors for their segments, for their characters, for what they envisioned. And, the wraparound you're just talking about, we pick Kristen Lawrence to play Natalie because that's an actress who's been in a bunch of horror movies, and we auditioned her several times, and we're wondering what to do with her. And finally, we came up with this idea that she would be perfect for the wraparound. And this is kind of what we're doing. Everybody's picking cool different actors for each segment, and we're very serious about casting. For our segment, Day Out of Days, we cast always for a few days, and we got Patrick P.G. Brescia for it, and Ingrid Hansen, who's very cool and dreamy up-and-coming actress, and like a scream queen, you know, Julianne, who's very known also for, horror fans.
Yeah, I was looking at some of the plots here and watching the trailer. There is a kind of a sexy thing, a beautiful woman with blue eyes. Looks like she's taken off her top, and there's like some love scenes going on as well. Seems like there's something for everyone in this, Brad.
That's Ingrid.
That's the idea. Yeah, that's Ingrid. Yeah, that was a really difficult part to cast. I remember we actually saw her toward the very end of the casting, which is always kind of a nervous period where you're looking for that perfect person. And, you know, if you're there for two or three days and you don't see them, you start wondering by the end of the third day, what are we going to do if we, you know. And she walked in, and, you know, as soon as someone walks in, you just know they're the right person. And that was the case with her. Had to be kind of ethereal and dreamy and, like you said, sexy. And there is a sexual, definitely undercurrent to that story, you know, to our story. It's a sci-fi end of the world type of a thing, but at the same time there is a sexual element to it that kind of gets more pronounced as you get further along, which I think gives it kind of an interesting it's an interesting mix, and you know, like you mentioned, the whole movie really has something for everybody. That's something we kind of pride ourselves on with these films, with High Eight, High Death, and High Fear. And that's why we like to bring the directors on that we do, because we know they're all going to offer something unique and unique to the genre, but also different from one another.
four different stories. By the way, we're speaking with Brad and Josephina Sykes, the new movie High Fear out today from Wild Eye Productions. One entitled Losing It at the Devil's Whorehouse, another one When the Shadows Come Alive, also The Streets Are Watching, and finally Day Out of Days. Josephine, let me ask you about When the Shadows Come Alive. A cop and a televangelist commit the perfect murder but find themselves stranded in the woods with a family of cannibals. That's a pretty good plot right there.
It's really wild, and it's very unpredictable, and it's a mix of genres or subgenres, and you have, you know, parody of, you know, like you said, Evan, you know, weird priests that are preachy and but crazy, and, you know, the director, Tim Reeder, makes a comment of this kind of people, and it gets crazy in the woods, kind of, you know, wild, and, you know, people need to watch it to see what's really going on in this, because I'm not going to reveal it, but what I'm going to say, it's something you've never seen before.
Yeah, it kind of starts like a film noir, like a kind of a twisted Blackley comic film noir, and then it ends more like a backwoods horror kind of thing.
And watch the end of the credits, because the priest is coming back. It's kind of like a fun thing we did there. Not going to reveal it.
Yeah.
All right, very good. Brad, a lot of times people who do horror films, they'll get a cheap jump scare by just making a loud sound or a cat going ringer or something. How do you sort of try to avoid those tropes and yet also make things unique with your films?
Well, for me, I've been making horror films since the late 90s, and some of the earlier movies I did actually relied more on the type of thing you just mentioned with the, you know, the jump scares and the sound effects, you know, bringing the audio up. And I think over time I've gotten less and less interested in that kind of thing. And to me, a really effective horror movie, or a horror movie that stays with you, is one that's more unsettling and probing and kind of disturbing and makes you think on a deeper level than just the jump scares, which there's nothing wrong with jump scares, and that's actually hard to execute really well. I have a lot of respect for people who can pull that off. But I'm personally, like with this film, for example, and the other movies in the series, we've kind of tried to go in more of a direction of psychological things that are more disturbing and kind of stay with the audience or make them think, maybe even make them argue about, you know, what exactly, you know, they saw or what's the reasoning behind it. We like to keep a little bit of mystery in there, too, to kind of balance out the jump scares.
Josephina, let's say you had 5 minutes to show someone of High Fear. What, without giving away what happens, what's maybe your favorite 5 minutes of the whole movie?
The comic book artist showing her stories, and you have the crazy priest, and you have the kids going to a warehouse for the first time in their lives to see what happens, and you have this crazy homeless guy that tries to protect this other homeless girl from a demon, and you have this alien invasion that is taking over the world. So I think it's, you know, pretty crazy and complicated and rich for 5 minutes, but I'm not scared to show it off during this 5 minutes.
Very good. Brad, I know on the DVD, which as I mentioned is out today, you have the commentary and a making of as well. When you make movies nowadays and you see some you know, bloopers or whatever, jump cuts, things that don't make sense, is it sort of a thing where you think, oh, darn, we wasted an hour, but on the other hand, you think, well, this will be on the DVD and it'll be fun?
We don't really have any bloopers on this one. I mean, we did not because we didn't make any mistakes. We just didn't put them on there. I pretty much roll with that when we're shooting. You know, that's one of the things you kind of, that hopefully comes with experience, is that you try to not sweat the small stuff when it happens on set, when you, you know, because there's all these different aspects, technical and artistic, working together. So it's hard to get the perfect timing for that. That said, I have to give a big hand to my cast and crew, because we, you know, we made, like, Day Out of Days, for example, was made, you know, in a fairly short period of time. We're all living together in the house, kind of like a big brother type of situation, where we were shooting. So, and then this was right before the pandemic. So it probably would have been hard to pull that off, let's say later on. But in terms of pandemic shooting, we did shoot part of this movie during the pandemic. The wraparound with the comic book artist was filmed on the streets of North Hollywood, with a literally, I mean, the definition of a skeleton crew is just me and Josephine out there carrying equipment and basically doing the work of 10 people and, you know, and our actors. And we just went out and did it because we had to finish the film. And that's kind of the thing you also get with indie filmmaking is there's always another hurdle. And in this case, COVID was the hurdle that we had to overcome, and we did.
And then finally, Josephina, when you have four different mini films involved and you have four different directors, as a producer, do you just say, look, it's your baby, you do what you want, or do you hand them notes and sort of keep tabs on things?
A bit of everything. Everybody gets, from the beginning, a set of creative rules and technical rules. So when they hand everything back to us, it's not going to be a mess, a technical mess, although we do have a supervisor editor who deals with that aspect. In terms of concepts, everybody does everything they want to do, but they need to hand me the concept so I make sure nobody makes the same movie. We don't have like four zombie movies or four vampire movies. Here and there, they might get a few notes, but usually they do have creative freedom, and that's the fun of this project. And as you said, the making of, we do have some fun things in the making of on the DVD. We shot it in location. You have bugs. You have all the things that we had to deal with in it. So I encourage everybody to check it out. It's a fun piece, and I put it together, so I'm going to crow about it.
Pop Horror says, quote, this is without a doubt one of the better indie horror anthologies out there. It's offensive, grotesque, and immoral, end quote. I love that, immoral. We will have to check it out. It's called High Fear. It is out today on digital. The DVD will be available on the 11th of July from Wild Eye Productions. We've been speaking to the producers, Brad and Josephina Sykes. Congratulations, you two, on the project, and we look forward to seeing it.
Thanks a lot. Thanks
for
having us.
Thanks so much.